Thanks, Jerry. Item 11 is reports. Subset A is consideration to refund a vendor license for Jeremy Jansen. This is the Huron Shop LLC. Faye, I'll turn it over to you for a staff report, please.
I had talked to this gentleman the first Saturday of the rally. There was several events in his life that happened. Everything kind of went wrong for him. He was a young man from Huron. Him and his wife was trying to put together this vending of photos and taking photos and pictures and that type of thing. It didn't turn out. She was sick. There was several different other things. They had trouble where they were vending at, that the people were moving in on his space. Anyway, he came to me. I asked him to please send an email to me before the meeting on the 19th, long before, and he did not do it. I received this email on the 19th. I did take this to legal and finance and ask them if this should go any further to the council, and they did want the council to hear this. And I did email this gentleman and say that it would be heard tonight. So if you have any questions, be more than happy to answer them. The vendor license was $850. Of that, $281 is the sanitation. So it's like I said in the council report, it's up to you. It can be nothing. It can be partial, whatever you guys think.
I guess I have a question. You said $850, and so it says here the whole amount back is $850, or just the vendor fee would be $569 on what we got. That's a special sanitation.
$569 would be the vendor, and then the $281 is the sanitation. If you, a lot of times we've left the sanitation to, because there was garbage, but yeah.
Any other questions or comments from council?
Yes, I have a couple, please.
Go for it.
So the reason he's given is that he had, his wife was sick, his business partner was sick, or was it that they didn't have any sales? Or the combination?
They truly did not really even get started to have sales. They broke down, the car broke down. Part of their materials or their product, she then had to bring, he came first, she came second. They broke down, he broke down. She didn't get the product to him because she was sick till late Friday. By Saturday, they were ready to quit, and they quit.
So in summary, I guess, Faye, a fair statement and an accurate statement would be to say that they never actually went into business and executed any kind of business.
Correct.
Okay, so did he state whether or not he's getting his lease payment back from Sturgis Events?
He said he was trying, and he did file his report with the Department of Revenue saying, you know, he had zero sales. His pop-up tent got blown away. I don't know if that was Thursday night or if that was Friday night, but he lost his pop-up tent. And like I said, it was.
Yeah. On average, how many refunds do we give to vendors?
Yeah, well, maybe one, maybe two. Very, very. Sometimes none.
It's very clear in the policy and the ordinance that states it has to be done at a certain time. And over the years, historically, there's just been a small handful.
Yeah, we've had some that maybe had a death in the family or something like that they had didn't get to come at all. So there was no sales. We, you know, did that type of thing.
Okay. So on the August 19th claims, it said that traffic displays received a refund of sales tax for 2422, and it listed the sanitation fee of 537, and that said vendor refund. Is that the same for the rally? That was from last month.
Yeah, that I think they had paid it twice, right, Dave?
Okay, so that was just an overpayment.
Yeah, it was an overpayment.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
Hey, you kind of seem to be the only one that's had any contact with these individuals. Do you have any question about their sincerity?
That's a tough one. I did talk to Dave about it this morning. I think Dave did have some contact with him. But I don't know. He, of course, pulled on my heartstrings because he was pretty upset on Saturday. So, but he wasn't upset enough to go back and send me the email. So I was a little discouraged in that because I several times told him, you have to have this, you know, because I wanted this to go to you guys on the 19th. So I don't know.
I can verify that at very last minute, there was a vendor that moved from a county position into the city, and that was the vendor spoken of at Legal and Finance that found a spot last minute.
Any other discussion on this consideration?
This is the vendor that went from a county vending.
Or? Somebody took this spot.
Oh, okay. So somebody did fill this spot. Okay, that makes sense.
Mr. Smith's got some input.
Just want to pass this on. I was just looking it up while we're sitting here. On 8-3 at 10 o'clock. Inspection teams did inspect the site where this person was set up at. So on the they were set up on the 3rd. Saturday.
Yeah.
Just to pass that on to you.
Any other discussion? Or somebody want to be brave and make some sort of motion?
I'll move that we refund just the vendor fee and not the sanitation fee since they did set up and they probably had some garbage.
We have a first by Ron to refund the vendor fee portion.
That would be
$569? $569.
Yeah. We have a second by Dave for refunding the vendor fee portion of it, $569. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed to no.
No.
No. No.
So we have, well, we better roll call for clarity. Mike, we'll start with you.
No.
Terry?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
No.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
No.
We got 6-3. For the motion to approve the refund of the vendor side, we are basically spending money, but 2/3 of the sitting body did approve, so that motion carries.